Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to be giving a brief review on the voice of none other than Keira Knightley.
It's easier to see it because I'm not in a corset.
Now, Keira rose to fame, I believe, in the mid-90s, and then she later went on to kind of get her big break in the early 2000s. And of course, we know her from Pirates of the Caribbean, Begin Again, and some you know, all the films that she's done since then. Of course, her career's been very strong and she's grown a lot. There's a few things about Keira that I want to discuss that we can maybe think about for ourselves as, you know, people using our voice, whatever it's for acting or just in everyday life. But let's just take a look at the clip first.
Yeah.
There are parallels,
definitely. I don't live in New York. New York's a great city. Yeah, there are parallels. And I think, you know, a lot of it's improvised. So a lot of it kind of has that very sort of spontaneous feel. So yes, I think probably it's somewhere near me. I mean,
now many people will notice that her accent is very proper. She's got a very kind of close to RP accent, but then somehow I can hear the London in there, because even though her diction is very precise and she pronounces words very clearly and in the RP accent, there is a lot of sounds, and so she does kind of some. She could easily, if she wanted to, throw out a London accent, but she tends to kind of hold back from that. But one of the main things I've noticed about her, if we look at her structurally, is the shape of her jaw, and how it kind of, her bottom teeth seem to be more forward than her top teeth, and it kind of is very wide at the side. And so this has a big impact on the sound that she naturally creates and makes with no matter what accent she has. So if you're someone who has a chin that juts out or comes forward like that, it's going to change the shape of the way you sound. Because if I do that, if I push my chin forward, can you hear there's a specific sound that happens? But if I pull it back like this, all of a sudden different things happen without me changing. So she speaks perfectly fine and normally, but so because her chin is forward like that, she has to do other things with her lips and her tongue in order to articulate the words as clear as other people might. So that's something to consider. So if you're someone who notices that your jaw may be either jutted really far forward or pulled really far back, this is going to have an impact. And if you think you have a speech issue and you also can see structural difference to the norm, which might be just, you know, teeth in line, then it's quite possible that that would play a part in how you sound. And so therefore you might have to work other things a different way to most in order to get the same sounds. It's just worth noting.
It's easier to see it because I'm not in a corset or, you know, in some sort of very stylized
on a pirate
setting
ship.
On a pirate ship or whatever. Yeah, no, so yes, I think it probably is.
She's got a very light voice, but she never misses anything. I think she has been somewhat in certain, you know, roles a little bit under-supported, but she doesn't seem to have that issue anymore. And I remember when I was at drama school, someone asked a voice coach who was training us, why is she so famous? Because they didn't like her acting, this particular person who asked. And he said, well, basically it's nothing to do with her, you know, her talent or how good she is. It's because she's really easy to watch. And it's not necessarily because she's very good looking, which of course she is, but it's mainly because she's really comfortable in her own skin. She's really relaxed. She doesn't judge herself. And she just allows, you know, the text, the words she's learning as an actor to just flow. She doesn't stop them. She's not emotionally hindered or blocked. And so this is very comfortable for the viewer to watch. And so actors on stage or screen, or, you know, speakers, politicians, anyone who's kind of in the public eye, if they have any kind of inner conflict or tension, it shows and it's uncomfortable for us to watch. And so what makes actors so important about learning for our voice is that they do a lot of training to find relaxation and to find calmness. Like, you know, this is exactly the stuff that I teach in my 8-week course, but I think Keira, as being someone who's acted for so long and she, her parents are both actors, she's picked up a lot on her journey, which has made her better. But the point was that at school, when the woman asked this about Keira Knightley and why is she so talented, why is she getting all the work? It's because, it's not because she's talented, it's because she was comfortable in her own skin and it's easy to watch. So she got the roles. The worst thing is, over the years, she's going to get much better and she'll still be that comfortable with herself. Therefore, she's just going to get better and then you're going to be annoyed. But just a little story I remembered from drama school, because it stuck with me, and Keira Knightley was the aim of the attack. And she's very talented. And of course, whatever you think about her skills as an actor, she's very comfortable in her own skin and very, easy to watch and quite attractive. And it's not just because of her looks. And so if you can find some relaxation within yourself and you don't judge yourself, there's no inner conflict, you can find balance and harmony and vitality in your life, your voice will flow much better and you'll be able to connect and interact with people much better, because you won't be hindering yourself. And that's an important lesson for the voice. A lot of the RP speakers that I've talked about don't necessarily always have the same placement or zone, but she's a good example of someone who really does send the air placement to her gum ridge, which is just behind the top teeth here. And so every time she speaks, she's sending the air forward, and it's really kind of simple, and it's not overcomplicated, and it doesn't need too much effort in order to articulate. Of course, if your normal accent isn't RP, it might take a lot of work to get those sounds and those placements right. But she's a good example of someone who can articulate without having to overdo it, and it doesn't sound unnatural, even though it's kind of, it's one of those accents that is often considered, the upper classes and people of academia. But she makes it very natural, and I think she's got a very lovely way about her. And again, this comes down to her relaxation and comfortable, and the fact that she's comfortable with herself, is that she can share her thoughts and you don't notice her accent, but every word is very clear. She's got a light voice, but every word is very clear. And you can hear that because she ends sentences and then she's relaxed in the way she speaks. So everything is just heard. It's just crystal clear. And so I think even if she mumbled, you might be able to understand what she was saying, because she's just able to articulate the ends of words just enough for you to get them. I think I said this similarly about Stephen Fry, where he really is easy to understand. And, she does a lot of camera work. She's not necessarily a theatre actor, although I think she has done some. But the camera work, it's not a good idea to over-articulate, and you'll find that I don't over-articulate on this channel either. But she's got such a good balance of being able to articulate crisply and cleanly without overdoing it. And so that's something else we could think about as a person who wants to speak, knowing where you are, what your medium is. If you're someone who's a YouTuber, for example, like myself, then you don't want to really over-articulate, because it sounds a bit weird and it doesn't come across as natural. But if you are working, if you're in a social environment or a work environment where you're in a bigger room and you really need to emphasize the pauses and articulation so that everyone can get the message, because it's just open. It's different when there's a microphone and when there's not, because the echo of the room takes longer for the sound before it's finished. And it's very important to slow down in bigger spaces and to articulate. But again, this is Keira Knightley. She's a film actor, she's a screen actor, and she's a good example of someone who can articulate without it sounding weird. She can speak an RP without it sounding posh. She's really down to earth. She's shaped a certain way and it creates a certain sound. She's got a light voice. She spends a lot of time in her head voice, not so much down here in the lower tones. And that just helps create the sound that Keira makes. I guess there's not a huge amount to take away from this video, other than relaxation and not judging yourself is very key. And if you do have any shape, if you do have a jaw which is shaped a certain way, that's going to affect the way you need to work other parts of your articulators in order to sound the same as everyone else. And that is my short review on Keira Knightley. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.